The Word of God from St. Luke, chapter 11. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Jesus sets up an absurd meal in this text. He contrasts things that are inedible or at least unpalatable with things that are normal and nutritious. We can't really eat stone. And most of us would do our best to avoid eating snake or scorpion. If you ask for food, you usually don't expect to get a reptile or a rock. Jesus' real point, however, is about our relationship with God and how we should ask him for things. Jesus compares it to the parent-child relationship. Parents want to protect their children, want to provide for them to the best of their ability. Parents want their children to have the very best they can give them. And they want their children, they invite their children to ask for things. Jesus says a father won't give his hungry son a stone, a serpent, or a scorpion. There are some cruel parents who do not care for their children. But in most cases, even the most neglectful parents will try to provide at least basic care for their children. Jesus recognizes human fault and sinfulness. He calls us evil. He says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. But even with evil, sinful parents, children usually can feel comfortable to ask for the things that they need. What do you ask from your parents? Are your expectations reasonable? Do you expect everything to be just handed to you? Do you ask for things that help you with what you need at this point? Do you need the fanciest car, the most powerful computer, tickets to every concert? Or do you need basic transportation, a useful computer, and some money for entertainment? What do you ask from your Heavenly Father? Do you ask for selfish things? Are earthly things our priority? Money, easy life, good grades without working for them? Do we ask God for the things that are most important? Forgiveness, stronger faith, comfort and assurance of eternal life. Do we feel comfortable approaching God? Why do we ask God for things? Because he has promised to take care of us. We simply remind him of what he's told us. He invites us to pray and he promises to answer. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Just before our text, we also have the words of the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus teaches us to pray for earthly and heavenly things. And he invites us to use strong words, not to demand things of God, but to plead very firmly. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us from evil. We ask because we are needy, hungry, empty, and dying. We ask because we are sinful, guilty, and unworthy. We ask because we are weary of the world and long for heaven. God wants to help us in every good way. He cares about the big things in our life. He also cares about the little things. If we have worries and concerns, we can feel confident that God cares about them. He knows if a little sparrow falls from the sky, He knows how many hairs you have on your head. We ask because God is merciful. Jesus says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Ask the big things from God. Ask the little things from God. You know he loves you and will do everything that is best for you. This Sunday and this week in the church are called by the Latin name reminiscere, which means to remember. It comes from the introit, or the traditional psalm for this Sunday, Psalm 25. And it connects to the woman begging for help from Jesus, as we heard yesterday. In Psalm 25, David reminds the Lord of his promises and the reason he answers our prayers. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Redeem Israel out of all their troubles. Don't go through your life wondering why God doesn't help you, wondering why God doesn't answer you. He answers your every prayer in the way that is best. But remember to ask him for what you need. Remind him of his mercies and kindnesses, his promises to help in every need. Remind him of the big things and of the little things. For everyone who asks receives. Think of the many miracles that Jesus performed. Healing the sick, calming the storm, walking on water, changing water to wine, feeding the thousands. Easy, simple things for him to do. Think of the big miracles Jesus did. Forgiving sins, rising from the dead, ascending into heaven. Will he do any less for you? Your sins are forgiven. You will rise from the dead. And through Christ, you will live in heaven. And the banquet there will be grand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.